shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Grab those umbrellas today as scattered showers will be moving through. Coming up, I'm going to show you when all this rain will clear out.
And breaking news, a rescue and EMS building is no longer safe to use after a fire there overnight. We're going to show you the damage that includes a rescue vehicle engulfed in flames.
And we'll give you this live look right now. I-40 near Carytown Boulevard. Today will be a busy day for drivers as folks make their way home after the holidays. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live to show us how conditions look out there this morning.
Plus, I'm Brett Neese live with a big deadline today for companies looking to set up mobile sports betting. Coming up, how much longer it will be before that first wager is placed.
4:30 the time right now on your Wednesday, and everything you need to know to get your day started. You're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Keely Arthur, and the day is starting very wet, very rainy. PETA, is it going to continue to last throughout the morning?
Yes, so we are going to see those periods of rain throughout this morning, but I really want to show you this dual Doppler 5000 because look where all the rain is. We have all those showers that are steady and moderate coming down across the triangle and areas to the north. So Rocky Mount, Wilson, Henderson, Durham, Chapel Hill, Roxborough, you guys are all getting the rain for this morning. We're going to continue to see this lift towards the north and east, and all the showers that are out there will head into Virginia. Once we head into the lunch hour, notice here, most of us will be dealing with a lot of clouds. So if you are going to head out to the supermarket or probably heading out to the mall, you could run into a few isolated showers later on this afternoon. But notice this, all of this is going to clear out, and tonight is going to be a drier night for you. We have mild conditions going on. Live look at Apex, where the streets are wet from those showers overnight. 57 degrees in the triangle, 62 in Clinton. And for this afternoon, with all the clouds in place, temperatures are going to climb into the 60s. We are looking at those highs in the lower 60s once again. Coming up, I'm going to show you how much rainfall we've seen within the last 24 hours.
Thanks, Pete. Also, breaking news, an overnight fire damaged the Roseboro Rescue and EMS building in Sampson County. Crews responded to the fire at that building just before 11:30 last night. And when they got there, they found a rescue vehicle inside the building was on fire. The vehicle was destroyed. Officials say the building is unusable in its current condition.
Traffic on the roads is going to pick back up as people head home from their holiday trips. And PETA is checking how it will impact people driving today. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live near I-40 in Raleigh. And Kelsey, it's still very early, but how are things looking right now?
Hey, Keely. Well, there's definitely some folks that are driving out on I-40 already this morning. If you're headed out today, please be careful on these slick roads. One thing that may make your drive a little bit easier today is there's no major construction. NCDOT paused most of their big road projects to keep holiday traffic flowing. AAA estimates there are 2.5 million more drivers this holiday season compared to last. Tomorrow and Saturday are expected to be the busiest times on the road. And good news for drivers today, gas prices are low right now. New data released from AAA in the last 30 minutes shows that the average price of gas here in North Carolina is about $2.94 a gallon. So that's about the same as last week, but it is lower than last month. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
The post-Christmas travel rush is in full swing at RDU. We've seen that the last couple days. This is a live look outside right now. This morning, there is one delay, one cancellation so far after a busy day yesterday saw nearly 100 flights delayed. Now, this year's holiday travel season has seen only a fraction of the delays and cancellations that we saw last year. In part, that's because airlines have beefed up hiring ahead of the end of the year rush. Weather was the main cause of delays Tuesday. Heavy snow and rain in the plains and parts of the Midwest caused a backup at hubs across the country. RDU is expecting record crowds through the end of the week. It is a good idea to give yourself just a little bit extra time before your flight, especially if you plan to check a bag. More drama for St. Augustine's University as former football coach Howard Fagans is suing the university over his October firing. In his suit, Fagans says St. Augustine's irreparably tarnished his coaching career by firing him for pretextual and unlawful reasons. He claims he was intimidated into silence when bringing up concerns with how the football program was run, and then he was fired in October. The university says he was fired for fielding two ineligible players. The lawsuit is seeking a $50,000 payment. St. Augustine's offered WRL no comment on the lawsuit.
A Fayetteville mother is grieving the loss of her family, her son and daughter-in-law killed in a car crash Christmas morning. Jada Fields was on his way to his mother's house when his wife, Patricia, and they were hit by a driver who ran a red light. Jada's mother, Priscilla Fields, last saw her son and his wife on her birthday. That was just a few days earlier. The couple had been married for 29 years and shared three children. Priscilla Fields says the tragic loss has left an irreparable hole in her heart.
It's hard to lose a child, but when you got a child that was good as my son, he looked out for me. It was, if he had it, he would give it to me.
26-year-old Michael Smith is facing charges in this deadly crash. Those charges include two counts of death by motor vehicle, reckless driving, and running that red light.
Today, we'll be one step closer to being able to bet on sports in North Carolina. And WRL's Brett Neese joins us live now from outside PNC Arena. Brett, tell us about the deadline today for this mobile sports betting operators.
Yeah, Jeff, good morning. Today may be the deadline for these companies to apply for mobile betting licenses and to submit for these, but don't expect to bet on the Carolina Hurricanes anytime soon quite yet, or really any sport for that matter in North Carolina. The committee reviewing these applications has 60 days to do just that. And this has been a longer process than some had hoped once sports betting in North Carolina was signed into law earlier this year. The first allowable date for sports wagers is January 8th, but experts believe the first wagers won't be made until closer to June 15th. That's the deadline that the law has in place for it right now. So you'll have to wait until at least next season before you can bet on the Tar Heels, maybe the Wolfpack, or the Duke Blue Devils. Live in Raleigh, Brittany, WRL News.
Thank you, Brett. Well, after hundreds of people reported getting sick eating sushi at Sushi Night in Raleigh, the restaurant is apologizing. It posted on social media Tuesday saying, quote, "We sincerely apologize that many of you became ill after dining with us." The post goes on to say the health department says the health concern is over. Public health officials interviewed more than 240 people who reported getting sick between November 28th and December 5th. Test samples collected tested positive for norovirus. A spokesperson told WRL the volume of complaints they received in that 1 week time frame was significant.
Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken will be in Mexico. This comes as thousands of migrants have joined a caravan making its way to the U.S. The caravan now has more than 8,000 people in it. It was last seen in the Mexican state of Chiapas. That's near Guatemala. Many are exhausted, including a father from Honduras who says his 3-year-old daughter is now too weak to walk. Mexico's president will meet with Blinken today in Mexico City to talk about potential solutions.
Town leaders in Wake Forest and Franklinton say they want to see upgrades to the U.S. 1 corridor. Now, one option they're willing to explore is a possible toll road. Leaders have voted to support a study into how the toll road would affect the corridor. They say it could be one way to fund the improvements sooner. It comes after years of delays to that project.
It's a lot of traffic that goes back and forth, and we already pay taxes.
Maybe they can travel other routes, you know. So, I mean, there's a lot of traffic here in Franklin.
Nothing is concrete in the works. A formal request would need to be made to the state DOT in order for that study to actually get started. Well, tonight you have another chance for the Powerball's next big win. The jackpot for tonight's drawing, $685 million. It's the fourth biggest jackpot of 2023. And there have already been 32 drawings in a row without a grand prize winner. You can watch tonight's drawing here on WRL right before our 11 p.m. news.
After 10 years, a missing persons case in Missouri has been solved thanks to the help of a YouTuber. Coming up, we'll walk you through the steps it took to crack the case.
And NC State is getting ready to take on Kansas State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl this week. Up next, WRL's Casey Hintz has a preview of that game from Orlando.
And we give you that live look back in Apex right down Salem Street there. A rainy morning. You see the streets a little shiny there. Lots of parts of the triangle will look like this, so we'll be showing you those wet roads today. Be careful out there. Meteorologist Peter Shearwood will look at how long the showers will stick around.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
We've got the rain this morning. It is steady out there right now, but as we head into the afternoon, we're going to see some big time improvements with some of those scattered showers in place. It is going to be fairly light. But if you're heading out right now, traveling on 540, 40, you're going to need to slow things down as those showers are coming down at a pretty steady pace in some spots. Here's a live look at Apex here where the streets are wet. We have temperatures that are in the 50s and the 60s this morning. Very mild right now in Clinton at 62 degrees. That's right. We are waking up in the end of December and we're talking about those temperatures to start the day in the lower 60s. We will climb into the lower 60s by the afternoon as well. Likely to see those showers gradually clearing out today.
Peta, thank you. A correctional officer is dead after being shot and killed by another correctional officer. That's in Mississippi. Authorities say the shooting happened yesterday afternoon in the parking lot at the East Mississippi Correction Facility in Meridian. Investigators say the two officers got into some type of argument moments before the shooting. Other officers at the prison quickly responded and arrested the shooter. The Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office says they are investigating this.
A decade-old missing persons case in Missouri has finally been solved thanks to a YouTuber. YouTuber James Hinkle went on a mission to find the whereabouts of a 59-year-old man who disappeared in 2013. He flew a drone over a private pond to search for clues and spotted a car sunken in the water. The local sheriff's office confirmed the license plate number matched the one they were looking for. Sunday, divers recovered human remains from that vehicle, and the sheriff's office said they were consistent with the missing man. A forensic pathologist is in the process of confirming the identity.
Well, this is concerning. The numbers are rising for young onset dementia, and new research shows that lifestyle can play a big role in it. Young onset dementia means the cognitive decline that one experiences years before signs of dementia actually set in. For some, that can be as early as 30. A study released Tuesday found that some of the more surprising risk factors are social isolation, hearing loss, and low vitamin D. A person's socioeconomic status and access to higher education also seems to be a big factor. Well, the U.S. military will begin 2024 with its smallest active duty force in more than 80 years. In recent years, young soldiers and sailors have been waging a PR war on TikTok, with some promoting the military while others slammed it. TikTok is banned on government devices now over its links to China, but the military still allows service members to use it on their personal devices. Some think the simplest solution to the recruitment problem is hiring back the thousands of troops fired for not getting the COVID shot.
You may have to pay more to return those gifts you don't want. According to a company that tracks returns, more than 80% of retailers are now charging a fee to make returns. Macy's, Abercrombie, J.Crew, and H&M all have added shipping fees for mail-in returns. Amazon also has started charging $1 for return items to UPS stores. One reason companies charge fees is because it hurts their bottom line. They have to cover the cost of those shipping fees, and then they have to mark down the returned goods to sell them.
NC State is less than 48 hours away from the Pop-Tarts Bowl against Kansas State. WRL's Casey Hintz has a preview of all of the excitement you can expect to see over the next few days in Orlando.
Hey, good morning, everyone, from Orlando, Florida. What are we toasting up this morning? Maybe a frosted brown sugar Pop-Tart, blueberry, or maybe you're more of a cherry guy like NC State offensive coordinator Robert and I. Either way, you know, I've learned opinions vary greatly when it comes to this classic breakfast treat. But when it comes to the why of what is driving this Wolfpack football team ahead of the Pop-Tarts Bowl, well, everyone is on the same page. The Pack are playing for each other for one goal. A 10-win season.
I really want to finish it strong. I think this team wants to finish it strong. And, you know, a lot of, obviously everyone knows that this is for our 10th win, and that's something that hasn't been done here. So, there's a lot of motivation to going into a bowl game, which sometimes it's you don't sometimes find that in teams just because it is a fun experience and you have a bunch of events. And obviously you always talk about the game, but I think our guys are really motivated.
We'll have live coverage coming up this afternoon on WREL. We'll hear from some of the fellas as well as head coach Dave Doran. But for now, Casey Ince, WREL Sports, Orlando.
Casey, we'll have more coverage of the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando in our newscast later today, as she said, and tomorrow. Plus, today, catch WRL's Chris Lee and Pat Welter live in Charlotte for the Duke's Mayo Bowl. UNC will take on West Virginia for a chance to win the trophy. The game starts at 5:30 p.m. with the Mayo Bath to follow right after.
Yeah, let's not forget that. It's the fun part about winning. Get all that mayo on you. Jeopardy host Ken Jennings is giving his thoughts about the departure of former host Mayim Bialik. Jennings says he was caught off guard by the news earlier this month that Bialik would be leaving the show. She had been the host of the syndicated version. He says he loved working with Bialik and will miss her. Jennings will continue on as the show's sole host. Maybe she's got more episodes to record down the road there. Let's get over to Peter Sherwood right now, the WRL Severe Weather Center, and talk about this rain. It looks almost like it's moving out as you check out that radar there.
It literally is, Jeff. Most of the rain is setting up in our north and eastern counties right now, and we see it shifting to the north and east. We have some steady rainfall in some spots. Some of it's moderate in a few other spots. Just in Henderson there, you can see some of the yellow popping up on the dual Doppler 5000. We are seeing some moderate rainfall in that area. We have that steady rainfall from Rocky Mount into Wilson, as well as Goldsboro. But check out Wake County. If you are in, let's say, Mooresville, you're seeing drier conditions right now, as most of that rain will continue to head towards the north and east. So far, within the last 24 hours, we've racked up nearly 2 inches of rainfall for all these areas outlined in purple. We're talking about Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, some areas like Smithfield into Chatham County. We are going to see that rain continue to fall for this morning for our north and eastern counties. But with this area of low pressure in place, it is going to move towards the east. We'll see some lingering showers around today, and it is going to be fairly spotty as we head into the afternoon. The 60% chance that we have in place for today is mainly for this morning. Come this afternoon, we'll be dealing with a 30% chance of rain. It is not going to be widespread, and most of us will be dry this afternoon. Tomorrow looking good. Friday not too bad as well. Our rain chances are expected to come down. So here's a look at Futurecast. All the rain that's out there right now, lifting towards the north and east, lingering showers once we head into 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. This is how it's going to look around the lunch hour. I know you guys have to get outside. Maybe you have brunch with your girlfriends, or perhaps you're heading to the mall to return some of those gifts. We are going to see those scattered to isolated showers into the afternoon, then dry for tonight. Here's a live look of a popular spot, Fenton and Cary. We have the skating rink out there. Things are pretty damp right now, but I think once we head into this evening, if you want to head out there and skate, you should be good. 57 the current temperature right now out the door, and come this afternoon, we'll gradually climb to around 65 degrees. We do have those temperatures across the state in the 60s, in some spots the 70s, like Wilmington, Boone getting to 55. But all of us will be dealing with those cooler temperatures as we head into the end of the week. We're talking about a high of 52 degrees on Friday, Saturday 50, 54 as we ring in the new year.
Thank you, PETA. Heads up to those of you who use Amazon Prime Video. You will soon have to sit through some ads while you're watching your favorite TV shows and movies. We'll tell you when that change starts and how much you'll have to pay to avoid it.
Plus, the holiday season isn't over. Are you interested in a ride through a winter wonderland? Well, we're going to tell you where in North Carolina you can go and take a ride on the Polar Express.